I worked at a lot of jobs before I left Ohio, and in one of the jobs I did, I was working in a filling station, worked in the city service station to be exact, and it was on Route 40. That's very exact. And I remember because all I did was change tires on semis, which is a real thrill. And it makes it a little tough to ride bicycles on Saturday, but... And, you know, we had that typical little station, all kinds of jazz around there, and a tired gum machine, dog with an infected ear, and then we had a cooler hot pop, you know. I tell you, if you've ever driven along, and you probably have, got here somehow, unless you flew in, it's funny, you know, when you pull in, you ask a guy, we used to get this all the time, you'd say, say, buddy, how far is it to Route 35? And the guy looks at you for a minute, and he says, Route 35. You know right away he isn't in this world. But you stay there. I always do. And he says, Route 35. Oh, God, let's see. I tell you what you do. Are you familiar with these parts? No, no, I've never been here in my life, and I'll never come again. Have my word on that. Well, I'll tell you, which way is your machine faced? Drove on the other side of the road, Dad. Okay. You go down here about 100 miles. Good 100 miles. And turn right, and then make a hard left. Or left and a hard right, either one. You got to. There's a great big development in there, blowing up a whole area. My brother's blew it up the other day. Didn't hurt him, though. Didn't hurt him. Then you go over this Iron Bridge. It's named for veterans or something. They're painting that silver this year. It's orange last year, rust or something. Then you go on down there. Oh, God, I don't really know where it is. I just know it. You know where it is, Elmer? He doesn't know. He's working on that thing. But I worked on this in this gas station. Also worked in Howard Johnson's. That's a real thrill. Oh, boy, 8,000 people there on a weekend, you know. It's terrible. I saw a guy, a wild scene one day. I thought he was a choreographer. And there was a long line, and this clown was jumping up and down. Is anybody in there? How about it? He'd come 700 miles, you know, without stopping. This guy was under pressure, you know. And he, how about it, buddy? Then the poor devil got in there, because I followed him in, and he had a dollar on him, and he couldn't break it. Couldn't break it. Killing him.
Give me $100 if you let me in there. I don't have a damn dime for that machine. I'll give you $100, anything. $200, let me in there.
Finally, the guy slid under, right there. You know, I'm passing funnies for the sport page and this guy's. But, well, of course, if you cross the turnpike, go over in the woods, a deer watch you, you know, which is bad. Oh, nothing worse than them deer looking at you, you know. And if they don't, the State Highway Patrol, what's going on there? What are you doing, buddy? Oh, yeah. Bad scene. Shore Patrol caught me twice. I was on a cliff, too. No bugging anybody. But, any rate, this little scene was Smiley Super Service Station. And he was a stickler for slogans. One slogan being, the customer's always right. Had big placards up all over the place. And one day we had a new fella join our outfit, a fella by the name of Barley Hops. And as I look back, it was his first and only tragic day. There he was in a crisp white uniform, and his first customer was a woman driver in the latest type automobile with all the latest gadgets on it. And above all, it was her first day at the wheel.
I hate to bother you, miss. I was wondering if you'd pull your machine up this way, little piece. Reason I say that is because that front tar is resting on my foot. It's all right. I was wondering if you'd pull your machine back this way, little piece. Reason I say that is because that other tar is resting on my other foot.
It's all right. I wasn't on my toes. I wasn't thinking. Would you want to release your hood? I say, go!
Sure straightened my day up. Would you want to cut your machine off, miss, so I can check that oil, the water, and the battery? Cut off, honey! Boy, I'm right now. Would you want to bring your window down, lady? I say, hey, Smiley, she's got a pair of them electrical windows. Would you want to bring the window down, lady? Boy, they'll be blue tomorrow. Whew. Boy, that smarts. Whew.
Would you want to bring your machine back this way toward the air pump and I'll fill them tires? That's right, honey. Gonna come in. Go! Smiley, tell her, take it back. She pinned me again the pump. Take it back, miss. I took a breath out of me there, ma'am. I was wondering if you'd do me a favor and get out of your machine and stand over there where I can see you. That's good. Right there on the incline. Don't move. How much gas do you want? A gallon's worth. It's all right. It's all right. Customer's always right. Oh, don't light up that cigarette. No, the reason I say that is because a gasoline truck pulled in here a while back and spilled some gas. All right, lady! What do you mean, what did I do with your machine? You come down out of that tree this very instant and pay that gallon's worth of gas.